Sing the faith, sing the truth, burning fire in the belly of you.
Guatemalan singer and songwriter Gaby Moreno left her country for Los Angeles in 2001, where she quickly got into the local music scene and took classes at the Musicians Institute. Her soulful vocals and her ability to switch languages and genres have made her a rising star. Her songs have been used on popular television shows. She has two CDs out. Gaby Moreno is part of a batch of young, sweet, and soulful Latina singers who have an almost Fiona Apple or Tori Amos-like voice. But in her new album, Gaby channels her inner Aretha as well. Gaby Moreno joins me from NPR West to talk about her new album. It's called Illustrated Songs, and it came out April 5th. Gaby Moreno, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me about that title, Illustrated Songs.
I am very inspired by old-fashioned music, and especially the music from the 1920s. And so I was looking for terms that were used in that era, in the vaudeville era. And I came upon this illustrated song term, which used to be an early visual art form that they did. They would project images with a live accompaniment, and I just thought it was a great idea to just project visuals and have the music be a part of it and tell a story. And I also felt like each song has its own story to tell. So I just thought the title was very fitting.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that you took a trip to New York City that really sort of started you down this path. Could you tell me about that?
Yes. My parents decided to take me to New York City on a vacation trip.
How old were you then?
I was 13. Mm-hmm. And we had seen Les Miserables. And afterwards, we were just walking down Times Square. You know, it was maybe midnight, and there was so much going on. And for me, I had never experienced that before. And then I saw this lady who was singing on the streets, and I just froze. I mean, I can't even begin to describe you what I felt when I heard her music. And I asked her, "What is that music? What is that style that you're singing?" And she just looked at me like, "You don't know what the blues is." And I asked my mom to take me to a record store right away and just buy blues records. And the first song on one of the compilations was Coco Taylor's Wang Dang Doodle.
Well, let's just play a little inspirational moment here so we can understand what comes after that. Now, Coco Taylor sounds a great deal rougher and tougher than you do on this album.
Yeah. Well, I have two sides of me, and I think people will be able to tell on this record. I do like the softer songs, but I can also belt some songs, and that's my other side, is just the soulful blues.
Now, when you were growing up in Guatemala, who were your other musical inspirations?
You know, once I discovered blues, that was it for me. I just decided this is the music that I'm going to listen to nonstop, and everybody around me was looking at me like, "What is that music that you're listening to?"
What was that music you were listening to?
Because everybody else, my friends, you know, they were listening to Latin pop music. And so it's almost like those singers, they became my teachers. I would just lock myself in my room and just sing Coco Taylor and Aretha Franklin. And I was also listening to Gladys Knight and Roberta Flack and Ella Fitzgerald.
Now, there are some tracks on the new CD that sound like, you know, like maybe music from the 20s or movie music, some of them from the 30s and 40s. Yeah. This track, which is called Daydream in Design, kind of stands out for me. We're going to listen to a second of it.
Bursting up above, a silhouette of dove. All the beauty rising, hiding any traces. pieces of the burden we left behind. Living in a daydream by design.
So where does this come from?
It's funny because I co-wrote this one with Larry Goldings and David Bateau. And I initially thought, this sounds very Harry Nilsson, which I absolutely love. He's one of my favorite singers. But then the way Larry played it, you know, it was very jazzy, and it definitely has that 20s vibe to it. Fragile hearts
of porcelain. Now, there's a song called Ave que Emigra, which I guess is bird that migrates.
Yeah, it's it talks about my experience as a Guatemalan coming to the United States and, you know, leaving behind everything that I knew, leaving behind my family, my culture, and coming into this country. Vengo desde muy lejos, buscando el azul del cielo, siguiendo
predicamentos. Vengo desde muy lejos. So you're telling the story here, but it doesn't sound mournful. It doesn't sound like, this is not a song that's filled with loss, exactly.
No.
It's very lively.
It is, yeah. It's not a sad song. It's got a lot of positivity in it.
What does this say? Vengo desde muy lejos, I come from far away.
I come from far away, buscando el azul del cielo, looking for bluer skies.
So what we have heard so far, we've heard a kind of a 1920s style. We heard a little Aretha Franklin type music or
yeah.
Motown at the beginning.
Baby.
Slightly folky, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a survey course here. All kinds of musical styles.
That's right. But, you know, I think go on a journey. And for me, it's just, this is what makes me who I am. These are a mix of all my influences and what have made me. And I think the common denominator there is my voice.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Singer-songwriter Gaby Moreno, her new album is called Illustrated Songs. It was released April 5th. Tanto que hacer, hay tanto que hacer. For Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Linda Wertheimer. You can hear the best of this program on our podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendatc. We post a new episode every Sunday night. We'll be back on the radio next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great week.